Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are very excited today. I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and I am here with a very special interview today. And I have Georges here.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and we have a really popular Hall star is here with us. We are talking with Drew Seeley today. And Drew, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hello. Yes. I'm happy to be here. How's it going?
Yes, thank you so much. Everybody was so excited when they heard that we were interviewing Drew Seeley. I'm not even exaggerating. Our group chat was like, what?
Amazing. Oh, I've been kicking around for a while, so I'm glad we finally did this.
Yes. So what we like to do with our guests is we like to give them a chance to introduce themselves to our podcast and to tell us what inspired you to become a singer / actor that you do.
Well, I grew up in Toronto, and my mom got my sister and I into, you know, modeling and singing and acting when we were pretty young, eight or 9 years old, I guess. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've never really been, I enjoy sports, but I'm not really that coordinated and good at it. So theater was sort of my route and what I latched onto and started loving to do. And then we moved to Florida when I was 13, and I got involved in the high school musicals there. And that's just sort of I just never stopped wanting to be on stage, and then eventually made it out to LA. And here I am, you know?
So when you say high school musicals, you're not talking about like,
no, I'm talking about like pre, like OG high school musicals, okay. Into the Woods and Gypsy and what else?
Yeah, I was going to say, are you not talking about doing Oklahoma with your friends? But I guess you are.
Once Upon a Mattress. Oh, no. All, yeah, all that good stuff. That's where I started. Showboat.
Nice.
If you have any recordings of that, we'll take them.
Yeah. I got some embarrassing pictures I can email to you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Please.
Me trying to be Captain Keller and Miracle Worker when I was 17 years old. A bad, stuck-on beard. And
Yeah.
That's what we live for.
Very cool. Well, so you've been on Broadway.
I have, yes.
And so what is that like to be on Broadway? I mean, it just seems like it would be so grueling to me. Every single day doing the shows, every night. Do you just get so tired of it, singing the same songs over and over and over again?
People ask me that a lot. I mean, you'd think so, but no, not really. Because you know the character so well. So much better than sometimes when you do a TV movie and they got to knock it out in 14 days. You get to like really live with the character that you're playing, and every night is new. You know, like the dynamic on stage with the other actors will be different. You know, somebody will forget a whole monologue and that'll throw you in another direction. And it keeps you really on your feet. You have to keep listening because unlike film, they can't just yell cut and just go again. Like, you got to find your way out of whatever's happening and keep it interesting and know that for most of the audience, this is the first time they've ever seen it. So, to make a long story long, I love theater and the two times I've been on Broadway have been like the highlight of my career. So I'm dying to get back there for anything else. So.
You got to be in The Little Mermaid, right?
Yes. Prince Eric.
Oh my gosh. How cool was that?
My Disney dream come true.
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it. It was so much fun. You know, I don't know what else to say, but I grew up with the music, you know, like that was always been one of my favorite Disney movies, you know, era.
Yeah.
So getting to do that on stage and my whole family came down and got to see it and share that with me. And it was great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The tights were a little uncomfortable, but beyond that, I loved it.
I was obsessed with Little Mermaid as a little girl. It was the first music that I ever remember being like really excited about.
How could you not be? It's the melodies, just those songs are some of my favorite of like any Disney.
Yeah. And I got to have a photo op with Jodie Benson last year at Fan X. And I swear, I was just about to cry. And I'm not a swoon-worthy celebrity person, but I was just
so
like,
cool.
I love you. Yeah. She's like,
That's awesome.
She's the best.
Did you watch the Little Mermaid live that they just
I haven't yet.
I haven't either. I'm curious.
Oh my gosh, you too.
Did you watch it?
No, I want to see it. I missed it.
Georgia, do you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it for Shaggy because that's why I watch things for Shaggy. And to me, he was the highlight, so whatever. I don't know.
Right. Little Mermaid. Still got it.
I mean, I love Alea Carvalho. I thought she was incredible in Moana, but I heard she had a little bit of a tough night. But
it was a tough note. But, I mean, they had Jodie Benson there, and they didn't have her sing it, and that's on them. So, you know, you put this kid up there. She did a good job. Get to Shaggy. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good to me. So should we introduce your guest?
Oh, is she talking? Yeah, we're looking in the mirror and she's making faces at me. This is Ember's very first podcast. So,
oh my gosh, this is exciting.
Yeah, you guys are making history here. Yeah, my wife Amy and I have a daughter, Ember. She's almost 4 months old, and she's... It's just, I'm absolutely loving every moment of this. I don't know why we waited so long. She's the sweetest thing.
Congratulations. That's so exciting.
You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's everything. So, yeah, that's been my life recently. That's my main focus, my major project as of late.
Yeah, the most important projects.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ball. How did you get involved with Disney and the whole High School Musical thing?
Well, I moved out here into LA in 2004, and I had a development deal with a producer named Ray Cham. And I was just working on an album with him, writing, you know, to pursue a career as a solo artist, like to really, you know, give the music thing a go. But he was writing a song for what came to be. You're just talking today, aren't you, Amber? You like High School Musical? You're too young for that. I'll try to talk over her while I kiss her head. We were working on my project, but he was in the studio one weekend and was writing a demo for what came to be Get Your Head in the Game. And he knew that I was a writer as well and was gracious enough to let me in on the session. So I helped him write the song and then I sang the demo. We sent it off to Disney. didn't expect to hear anything else, or, you know, you never know what's going to happen with some of these projects. And then it just kind of turned into what it did. And then I guess because of me singing on that demo. So when they wanted to take the show on tour and Zach was busy because they knew I could sing the songs from demoing stuff out, they called me to do that. So I got to, you know, tour the country and South America with the rest of the film cast and became really, really good friends with all of them. So yeah, that sort of was my big break out here, I would say.
Uh-huh. Are you sure that it was that Zach was busy though? And
I don't know.
Were the better choice.
No, I love Zach. He definitely proved himself, you know, many times over in all the musical stuff he's done since then. So nothing but love for the dude.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you're writing the songs and singing the songs, there should have been a little more credit, I think.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'll never quite know why it turned out the way it did, but I've been able to eke out a fun little career since then and make a living doing this, and I wouldn't change anything. So
I didn't even realize, shows how much of a, how up I am on High School Musical, that I didn't realize that you wrote the songs, or you helped write the songs. I didn't realize that.
First got involved. Yeah. That was the beginning of it.
That's so cool.
Which is really nice, because sometimes when, you know, schools put it on now, I get a little residual check in my mailbox, which helps me buy diapers. So yeah.
The thing I know the most about High School Musical, I mean, I enjoy High School Musical, the first one, is that it was all filmed in Utah.
Oh, right. And that's where you,
Makes
sense.
Yeah.
In fact, that's honestly why I'll come visit you.
Well, thanks, Georgia. Don't want to come see me.
I do, but there are things we could do.
Yes, it's true. I will give you the tour, the High School Musical tour, and go see. We can go to East High. It's very exciting.
But
we'd like to take the second from our interview with Drew and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, the good folks over at Glamour Jewelry Box. And right now you can save $5 off your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com, use code HALLMARKIES at checkout, and you can save the $5. And what they do at Glamour Jewelry Box is they help you get that final accessory that just finishes off your outfit. It can be really hard sometimes to find that perfect piece of jewelry that just looks new and different and innovative, that doesn't look like something that everybody else has, but also doesn't look weird. And so that's what's great about the Glamour Jewelry Box, is they sent you something trendy but still classy and beautiful. I was really pleased with the three that they sent me, and you get every month, you get earrings, necklace, and bracelets. So that's really cool. Definitely check out Glamour Jewelry Box. It'd make a great gift for anybody in your family. So save $5 on your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com, use offer code HALLMARKIES during checkout, and you'll get your discount. It must have been amazing to be involved in such a phenomenon like that.
It was. It caught us all off guard. It was nuts. Like, Michael Jackson came to our show and came backstage and shook all our hands. And,
my gosh.
That kind of stuff would just happen. You know, especially when we went to South America, you know, we had these, you know, 60,000 seat stadiums packed to the brim for two nights in a row, singing all the words, you know, by heart, not even really speaking English, but knowing the lyrics.
Yeah.
It was nuts. It was a high point. And I guess that, you know, that's sort of like being on stage, and doing Broadway and stuff. There's nothing like a live audience, whether that be concerts or plays or musicals. That's kind of what I'm the most comfortable, I think.
Was it hard to learn the dancing?
For High School Musical?
Yeah, for the concerts and stuff?
Nah. I started dancing before I started acting or singing. That was the first thing I did. Like, I toured, or not toured, you know, did, you know, dance competitions, that kind of thing. And took ballet and tap and jazz and modern. And, like, that sort of... I'm not the best dancer in the world, but it's in my bones, so I can pick up stuff pretty easy.
That's so
thanks, weird. Mom.
I wish that I am the worst. I am a terrible dancer. Like, that's not false modesty. I am the worst.
Who's told you that?
Well,
I don't need to be told. I am. I have a really hard time with, like, getting the rhythms right and any kind of pattern dancing is very hard for me.
You dance to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's okay.
What do you think of this High School Musical, the musical, the series?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm curious. It seems kind of meta, right? Like a show within a show within a show kind of thing or whatever. Which sounds sort of interesting to me. So I'm curious to see how it all comes together. But, you know, I'm hoping they bring me in as a coach or something. Yeah.
How have
call
they
me Disney. I don't
honestly,
know.
Isn't that what you're
I'm
doing?
Down.
Don't you go around and help, like, high schools with their productions now?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a thing I've been doing on the side. You know, I'm still trying. I'm still, like, you know, acting and music is my main gig, but you know, I love teaching as well, and I've had a few opportunities over the last couple of years to, you know, travel and work with classes that are putting on. Usually one of the shows that I've been involved with, like one school is doing The Little Mermaid, so I went out and helped them with that, and then more recently High School Musical. So that's been it's been great because I get a lot out of it, and I hope the kids get, you know, get some kind of fun takeaway.
I just don't think any show should have 7 letters in their acronym. It's out of control. High School Musical, the musical, the series. But hopefully it will be delightful, but that's the most ridiculous title I've ever heard.
Rachel, how do you get
away with it? We're talking about it. there's a madness and there's a genius in it.
I mean, certainly ABC and Disney knows how to market better than I do. So there you go.
I'm sure it's been test and focus grouped a million times. So yeah. The mouse knows what's up.
But yeah, they did a whole routine at D23 and it was pretty fun.
I've never been to one of those Disney conventions. I'm very curious to check it out. Maybe next year I'll go. It's in Anaheim, right?
Yeah, every 2 years.
Usually? Oh, every 2 years. Okay.
Yeah. Because you need that long to get the motivation to go again. Because it is, it's really good, but it's very grueling. I mean, you have to wait. You know, just like at San Diego Comic Con,
Comic Con.
Yeah, you wait 4 hours, 5 hours, sometimes all day, just to get into a panel. It's nuts.
Is it like Comic Con in that you dress up as your favorite Disney hero or princess?
There's definitely cosplay is the thing for sure. And people are very creative with the cosplay, which is a lot of fun. Nice. So I have a few that are really lazy cosplay, but it's like, I'll be Dipper from Gravity Falls, which just basically means I wear I have a vest and a hat.
Okay.
That's very exciting.
Very functional.
Yes. But it's a lot of fun. It's, to definitely every Disney fan should experience it at least once is D23, I think. But anyway, if you had to pick, would you prefer acting or singing?
You know, that's another question I never quite know how to answer. Almost all of my acting jobs have had a singing element. Uh-huh. It sort of goes hand in hand for me, like movie musicals or something, or if I have a, like a few of the Hallmark movies that I've done. We didn't even talk about Hallmark yet. Look at that.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry.
A few of those movies, you know, once I've been cast in a role, I'll then sort of like harass the music people at Hallmark and be like, hey, can I get a song in here too? You know I do this, right? So there's there's a synergy, which is kind of fun. And, you know, it flexes a different kind of muscle. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm trying to be a traditional artist at this point. Like, you know, I'm not like, you know, dying to get a record deal and like travel the country 200 days a year, you know, especially now that I have a daughter. Like, I prefer the acting schedule, but music is always the central element of music is always the central part of what I do. And we sing to Little Ember every day and play her lots of jazz and classical and all sorts of cool stuff, so I'm hoping she gets a little musical bone in her body. She's definitely singing every day.
How'd you decide on that name, Ember?
We had a list going, which just sort of got whittled down, and that was one that Amy and I both liked. And I don't even know where it first came up, but I think I came up with it. But it's funny now because it seems like she's got some little red hair coming in, and neither one of us are redheads, but it's very fitting for her name, Little Flame. But yes, we both thought she was going to be a boy too. We didn't find out. We didn't do a gender reveal or anything. So we were very surprised on the day and sort of almost forgot what our girl name was. We were like, what? Oh, Ember. Yeah, she looks like an Ember. That'll work. Okay.
Nobody does that anymore. Nobody
seems to like it.
That's so cute.
Yeah. My mom, it was always just, she'd have this aha moment after she had a baby, and it was like, this is the name. And we're like, where did that come from? We had been talking about, like, we'd always had another name we thought she was going to go with, and then, you know, she had the baby, so she gets the right to pick the name.
I mean, that makes sense.
What it comes down to. But especially, we were going to name, we decided we were going to name my sister Madeline, we were going to name her Emma. But then my mom found out that day that there were like three other Emmas at that hospital that day. My mom was like, no way, I'm not doing that.
Not my special girl.
Yeah. And then we were going to name my brothers Luke, but then my mom was like, I don't know, too much Star Wars. So she went with sure. Samuel instead.
Well, better than Darth, I guess.
That's true. Vader Wagner has a certain appeal to it, but
you know what? It sounds like a movie star to me. But
I know. I think so.
Vader Wagner.
Yeah. Very good. So Georgia was a big fan of Christmas for the Books. So.
Oh, thanks. Cool. Yeah, that was so much fun. That was a good one. You probably are you aware of Lovestruck too, then, by chance?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it was fun to be reunited with Chelsea, what, like 6-7 years later, because we're good friends. She came to my wedding even, you know. It's been a while, so it's always good to. Nothing like working with friends or family when you get the chance. And on a Hallmark movie, so.
It's just perfect.
Get a lot of high points.
I loved it. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for Rachel, but I honestly, it was top three for me from last year. And not just because of you two, because you two are both great, obviously. But it was just funny and sort of, you know, more original than some others, maybe. And it was just really well done. So
I appreciate that.
I love it.
Well, we had a great time making it, so I guess that came through. I hope that showed.
Yeah,
and I hope you like this one coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh my god! Yeah. Of course.
Something different.
Well, I mean, it's such an epic thing to play the "Will you be my fake boyfriend" thing in a Hallmark movie. That is classic.
Yeah, definitely not the first one to get to try that, but it was good.
let's hear about your new movie coming out right before Christmas. In fact I picked it as my in the article I did for the newspaper here in Utah, I picked it as my one of my three top most anticipated of Countdown to Christmas, of Hallmark Christmas.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited. I mean,
I've got
the great cast. And so tell us a little bit about it.
It's kind of Love Actually-ish, I guess, in a way. And it's interesting because it follows a few different storylines and how they sort of all intertwine and come back together. But it's got Mr. Chad Michael Murray. He's a great dude. I know him from all the One Tree Hill stuff. Uh-huh. So it was kind of a fun reunion to get to do that. And I get to play an aging boy band member, an ex-pop star, which is sort of also my life. So, it wasn't too much of a stretch. It was just fun to jump in, and we shot it in Vancouver, which is one of my favorite cities in the world, and I had a lot of family up there. So it was a perfect shooting experience, and I think people are going to really like it. It's really sweet. It's got a lot of heart to it, and some great music, too. So
she sends out these letters, and you get one of these letters.
Yeah, she decides to write some cards to people that made an impact on her, that made a big impact on her. And I think her brother is one of them, this, you know, singer that inspired her when she was younger. And my character is sort of in a funk and kind of rudderless at the moment and doesn't really, you know, remember why he's doing this or, you know, singing music and needs some inspiration. And he gets this card from her and, you know, remembers that, you know, his words and his music have an impact and can touch people. And she sort of inspires him to get back in the studio and find his groove. Stella got her groove back.
Yeah. You and Chad Michael Murray kind of rivals?
It's nothing like that. No, we're not.
Okay.
There's no love triangle. It's a totally separate thing. I wouldn't want to be in a love triangle with Chad Michael Murray. I would definitely lose.
We would have some votes on the podcast. I think you have a far better shot than you think.
Battle of the Cinderella Story Princess.
Exactly.
I should do it like a celebrity death match for Disney stuff. That'd be fun.
I feel like Hallmark doesn't understand what kind of marketing. It's so easily used in that way, and they're not taking advantage. Come on. Yeah.
The new Disney Plus series. It'll be
the Hallmark half hour at Adult Swim. You know? Yeah. Robot Hallmark chicken.
Yes. I think that would be a big hit. I'd watch it. Yeah.
We'd cover it.
New segment. Oh, yeah, we
would. Someone's listening. It's a good idea.
It's gold. That's really funny. Well, that's too bad. I think the next one, they need to make you guys rivals.
Oh, my God.
I'm down. This is,
it would be hilarious.
It's my third Hallmark movie, so hopefully they'll, keep the train going. And I'm down for that. That'd be a lot of fun.
So I was going to ask you, Christmas for the Books, they added it kind of late to the schedule. Did you know ahead of time that, and it just wasn't announced, or was it like, oh my gosh, I guess this is going to be on Hallmark, or?
No idea. We never know kind of what the release plan is. We just shoot the movie and hope for the best.
Yeah.
You know, hope that it even comes out, you know, maybe they edited it and they realized that, oh, this is a crap sandwich. We're not going to put this out. So we were very pleasantly surprised when they added it late because it was getting late in the season, and I thought, oh, maybe they're, you better hold on to it for early next Christmas. I don't know what the plan is.
Yeah.
It was great to have that come out. And I was doing a play at the time in Delaware, and the cast got together and watched it with us, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. You got to all watch it together? That's fun.
Well, I was just wondering if you, this is your first holiday as a dad.
Yep.
Your first holiday season. Yes, is there anything that you're excited to share? Like any traditions that you're excited to
start? Oh, yeah. My family is in Orlando and my wife's family is in St. Louis. And my sister has a 15-month-old. So we're going to go there and spend, you know, babies will spend Christmas together there. And then we're going to go to St. Louis and have like a second Christmas. Her family is much larger, so they do a big annual thing with the Santa Claus, and you know, a big deal. And her sister and her brother-in-law and her brother both had kids within a month and a half of Ember. So this is going to be, you know, baby's first Christmas and their first Christmas, and it's just going to be really, yeah, a lot of poop. And
do they just
so many pictures.
Have you want you to sing all the time? At family functions.
Say that one more time.
Do they just want you to sing all the time at family functions?
Yeah. No, I think the novelty's worn off. At first it was Amy's family maybe thought it was cool. You know, now they're like, oh, Drew's a dork. But I'm always happy to sing, or, you know, sing with people if they want, whatever. You know, I love holiday tunes. Because I got a fun commercial coming out this year too. Hopefully, you know, it's just like movies. You know, you shoot something, you don't know if you'll ever see it. But I feel like it was a really, really funny one, and I get to sing in that as well. So
cool.
Keep your eyes peeled for some holiday shopping commercial.
What is it for? We have to know what to look at.
I can't say anything else. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, but, I just know that my cousin has opera experience. And so it's like any family function. Oh, Jenny's got to sing.
Gotcha.
She's probably like, do I have to sing? Sorry. No one else. Yeah. She's probably like, can somebody else like have some musical talent, please, in the family?
I'm not a big karaoke fan. I'll tell you that. I mean,
oh, really?
Because I sing, that's what I sing for a living, right? That's what I do. So on my off time, it's like, sometimes the last thing I want to do. I mean
it is the beginning of High School Musical, though.
That's true. No, I've had fun doing it before. It's just not my go-to, but
yeah,
holiday tunes all day.
They would be pretty exciting though if you went into a karaoke club and Drew Seelig was there singing. Like, oh,
it's not all intimidating.
Yeah, it would be a little intimidating, wouldn't it?
Just like,
well, there's that too. I don't want to just go up and sing a song normal and other people be like, well, that asshole, you know. I'm not trying to show off. It's just how I sing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just that good.
Oh, stop.
This is your first official American Thanksgiving as an American citizen, right?
Oh, man, you noticed that. Yeah, it is.
We crazy. Follow you. That's exciting. So are you going to do anything especially patriotic this year?
Well, we're going to be, I think we're going to be flying back from Singapore that day.
Wow.
Yeah, Ember's first international trip, so that should be fun. So I don't really know. I think it's going to be a low-key, not a big family one this year. We're just going to get a turkey and do something quiet at home when we get back, because we'll probably be exhausted. Yeah.
Save that all for Christmas. But,
yes. Exactly. I mean, this holiday after holiday right in a row, so yeah. We're saving our energy for the next one.
I mean, I guess if you're a dual citizen, you could have two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, Canadian Thanksgiving was a while back, so.
Yeah.
Guess I've already gotten my turkey fix for the year.
That's the best life. Two Thanksgivings. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're the good folks over at Skylight Frames. And now you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code Hallmark. Now, Hallmarkies, like we often have, Hallmark. And so that's Skylight Frames. SKYLIGHTFRAME.com and enter code Hallmark and you can get $10 off. Skylight Frames is really cool. It's a digital frame that you can use to display all of your different photos. And what makes it unique and different than other digital frames that I've seen is that people can email photos directly to the frame. So you don't have to have a USB connect. You don't have to have the other connections that would make it more difficult. So anybody can add to that experience. And I think it would make a great gift for the holidays. Is that something that you think it would be interesting for you and your family, Georgia?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, one of six kids. Everybody has pictures they want to share. And it's so much easier to share them in one place.
Yeah. And we have the same thing. I'm from six kids as well. And I have sisters that are in England that are all over the place. And so what a fun thing to just be, have your Skylight Frame up and surprise, there's a picture of my sister in England that just appears on the frame. That would be so fun. So really, a really good holiday gift. And you can get it for $10 off right now, Skylight Frames. You go to skylightframe.com and enter code Hallmark. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com and enter code Hallmark.
Speaking of family, this is just because you've said it on Instagram. We happen to know that you're related to somebody else on Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. Cousin Chris. Yeah, he's a... Chris McNally, the heartthrob of When Calls the Heart, is my little cousin, my big cousin, I guess. He's taller than me. Uh-huh.
Well, not that I take credit for any of his success. That's all on him. But I have to say, when I was watching Rocky Mountain Christmas way back when we first started the podcast, I was like, who is this brother? And he needs to be on more Hallmark stuff. He is so handsome. Those dimples are the most adorable thing. I love his. and then it was like, he just exploded. And I'm like, thank you, Hallmark. You listened.
Rachel, you should go back and watch Freshman Father then. Okay. And then send that out there.
He
was hanging out with me in Victoria while we were filming Freshman Father, funny enough.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's because he lives in Vancouver. I mean, that's where he's from. Uh-huh. So sorry, Chris, love you, bro.
Wow,
he's an incredible actor, and he's an even cooler guy. I want to put it out there in the Hallmark universe that Cousin Chris and Drew should do a movie together.
Yes,
that would be so much fun.
You just want Twitter to explode, don't you? I mean, everybody
would be nuts. Our moms would be so, that would make their world.
It would be so exciting.
Yeah. Rachel, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't need to be Chad Michael Murray's nemesis. I could be Chris McNally's. There you go.
Oh my God, yes.
How about that?
We're so on board.
All right.
Does he sing too, or are you the singer of the family?
I don't know. We've never really. I don't really know.
Yeah.
We've never really talked about that. I think he can carry a tune. I don't know if he's pursuing that at all. But,
I think he should try dancing. Dancing is usually more embarrassing for people.
Is it?
Definitely is for me. Oh yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
Exactly. People are bad singers, but you don't want to get up there and dance and be like, oh wow, I really stink at this.
Yeah, I guess you can auto-tune your voice, right? Exactly. But you can't really auto-tune your legs.
You know? Right. Yeah, that's like in White Christmas, Rosemary Clooney couldn't dance very well, but she, obviously mm-hmm. she could sing very well. And the other co-star, she had her singing all dubbed. And she, really? Rosemary, yeah. And Rosemary Clooney was like, I wish they could dub my dancing. But wow. If you watch that movie, almost every single time that she's required to dance, she's like put in front of something. She's put behind something, or they cut away or whatever, or she'll have like a something clever in front of her. So
they have all the guys dancing.
The tricks.
Yeah.
It's tricks pretty, of the trade.
Pretty clever.
Well, I can say I've never once in my life had a dance double. I've asked for one, but no. They've been like, you just got to learn it, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Well, we like to end our interviews with some fun questions. This is the Christmas edition.
Okay, baby.
So. Yeah.
Cool.
Here we go. What is your favorite holiday drink?
Oh, eggnog and something. Rum and eggnog.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
I'm a chocolate guy, so yeah. A little chocolate anything, probably, I would say.
Good. Okay. What is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
I like Carol the Bells. I like White Christmas. I like... I like, you know, all the classics. Yeah. Chestnut roasting.
You can say it in sync.
I like the songs that I've written for Christmas. No, I do have a couple of new original songs, though.
That's
actually
awesome.
I'm releasing another new Christmas original song on the 29th of this month, called Christmas NYC, about spending the season in the city and all the cool things that are there. This is kind of a magical place to be over the holidays. So
it would be redemption for New York, because in Hallmark movies, it's true. In Hallmark movies, if you're in the city, you're usually you need to be reformed. You need to go back to the country and realize.
I see.
Christmas.
I mean, that's true. But I've always said that I feel like in a Hallmark movie, if you live in the city, you're allowed to be either a window designer or managing a parade.
Right. Or a publicist for somebody.
I don't know. It's very tricky. There are a few, but those are the two definitely approved careers
that you won't
lose your soul in the city.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah.
You know more about this than I do. Yeah.
Because Window Wonderland is a classic. So.
Yes. Occasionally you can have like a Miracle on 34th Street arc where you're like running Macy's, that kind of a thing. that can be acceptable, but yeah, it's just
really great. This song won't make it any Hallmark movies, but it's still a fun song, so
sounds great.
I honestly think
it'll be a new classic, so
I see what you did there.
But I love New York at Christmas. I have very special memories there, so that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So,
all right. What is your favorite Christmas movie to watch?
Favorite Christmas movie? I like that classic, you know, Rudolph one that you know, has been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about.
That classic one.
With the Yeti. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
You're awake. I mean, I love that one. I actually really do like Love Actually. That's a newer one I like.
All right. So pick which one, Scrooge or the Grinch?
I'm the Grinch right now. Scrooge or the Grinch? The Grinch.
Would you rather be in a snowball fight or build a snowman?
Snowball fight.
Okay, great. Well, we will. You pass the test. We'll let you keep making Hallmark movies.
Sweet.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Hey, Amber. Hey, baby.
Sorry, Amber.
You know, we got through like 95% of that. Any problems? So.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Hopefully, there's something you can piece together out of that. I'm sorry, guys.
We're a family podcast, so it all works.
No, it's a real pleasure talking to you guys, and yeah, I hope you like the movie. And yeah.
Do you have social media that you want to share?
Sure. It's just my name, Drew Seeley, on Instagram and Twitter, and then I have a Facebook fan page too, but I'm sort of using that less these days.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll put all that information in the description section. And thank you so much, Drew. We really appreciate you taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, guys. Great questions. Great job, Georgia. Good first interview.
Thank you, Drew.
All right.
So we'd really like to thank Drew and Ember for coming on our podcast. That was really fun. So sweet. And so, Georgia, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at Georgia Speech.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and at Rotten Tomatoes. I am putting out a ton of reviews. There's so many films out these days. So definitely please check out all of my links for all of my content. And make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, and on iTunes and YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel and consider becoming a patron. We have so much fun in our patron group, and you can become a patron for as little as $2 a month and have access to giveaways, exclusive content, and you can ask any questions. It's just a really fun way to have more influence on the podcast. So we really appreciate our patrons. Check out all the information in the description. Also, we have our merch store, which has festive holiday designs from artist Jessica Miller and more, all of your Hallmark inspired merch. Check it out and link in the description. So there we go. And thanks again, Georgia, for coming on. Great job on your first interview. So proud.
Thank you.
Let us know your thoughts on what we had to say and what Drew had to say. And we'd love to hear in the comments section or on Twitter. And thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving. Woo-hoo.